to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum, namaste. Welcome to Rosetta Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for this 1 hour show, live from a studio in Auckland, New Zealand. For our viewers online, thank you for tuning in. And for all over the world, to our viewers, thank you for tuning in. This is Rosetta Radio, brought to you by ARCC. Welcome, Karibuni, Jambo. Today is Saturday, the 5th of October 2019, and I would like to say thank you to our friends, our supporters, our partners, our whānau, those who turn up on the September 27th for a AGM for Australia Radio, ARCC. ARCC AGM was hosted on the 27th September 2019. It was a good turnout. Thank you. Thanks to our friends again. Thanks to our community members. Thank you to our community leaders from all 23 communities. And thank you to those who have prepared the cultural food from Iraq, from Ethiopia, from Sudan, from Afghanistan, from Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, and for those who have supported us all along. This is really the only chance where we spell out or we tell how far we have come. ARCC has been in the public space as a community organization for the last 13 years. And on 27th of September 2019, last week was the birth of ARCC as a community organization doing amazing things. So if you don't know ARCC, Google us out. Just type in Aotearoa Rosetta Community Coalition, ARCC, and then you will see amazing people out there. You will know why we call ourselves a small United Nations, because we always say if you need a diversity in Auckland, come to ARCC and you will be amazed with all the diversity we have. We call ourselves again a little United Nations because we are the colorful of the Auckland City. We have 23 communities. When we say 23 communities, we mean a community from each country, and you know how diverse each country is. So when you put all this all diversity together, so it's amazing, and that's what Auckland is all about, the multiculturalism. So its statistics this year has supported the call for multiculturalism, because it says we are getting more diverse as a nation, as New Zealand together. This is one of our strengths. We beat the world in that. We beat the world in many ways, not only rugby, but, you know, when it comes to multiculturalism, we are happy people because we show the world how different people can live together peacefully without creating an issue. With that note, I would end there, and I would welcome everyone who have just joined us in. This is Rosetta Radio, brought to you live by ARCC from Auckland Studio. It's a very bright day today. It has rained, but the sky is very clear, and it's still wet on the road. If you are in Auckland and you are driving, so be careful. The road is so wet. It has rained in many places in Auckland, and I believe you will be careful there. No traffic, and stay safe while you are listening to Russell Radio. So we have so many things we want to discuss today, but before we discuss, let me play to you a song here. The artist that sang a song before, his name is Ali Farka. is from Mali, and is a great singer. And I don't speak French, but he was. I googled what he was saying, and he was saying, you know, the forest has not changed. What has changed are the people. So the forest is still the same. And this is what has always been said by one of my mentors, guy who I always admire. His name is Professor Patrick Lumumba, or in short, PLO. He always says, the forest has not changed, but the monkeys have changed. Not the forest, but the monkey has changed. So it goes together with the song presented before by Ali Farka from Mali. And, you know, it's how it can reflect with us how the human beings from different backgrounds see different things, and you might assume that, you know, the world has changed. The world has changed, but it depends on how you see it. Maybe the world has not changed. Maybe the people have changed. That's what it is. He's a very great man. He's an international renowned artist, and he produced a lot of songs, and he got a lot of awards. The list is so long for him. But if you can Google him online, he has a lot of great songs, and he's a great artist. So let me play a song here, and then we'll come back and talk about a few of the things that I want us to talk about. And this is Eddie Kenzo from Uganda.
Zina, 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 zina 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 mahu zina ha yele lele yele lele
things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain, so stop the complaints and drop the order of restraint. Sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more. This is about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades, and I love to see that hoops and shades, throw down on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style, you never thought I'd make you smile while I'm packing your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all. Now, baby, be mine. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I gave you my all. Now, baby,
be mine. Girl, get a grip, come on, pull it together. It's only your sun shower. We've been through worse weather like this. Stormy night, you wrote a dead child letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. You just M.O.B. Money over Brody's murder, I.N.C. I got two or three broads for every V, and I keep me drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee-wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder, so many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare, but who cares? You can,
baby.
Bombers boot when the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. You crazy, then I'm gone. And I'm baby, gone. Don't really want me to get up and leave up that easy. She'll be waking up wet, but she's a remind these women to mind their business. Believe me, this pimp game is very religious. And I feel like a John Bishop. Gold deep dish, money, green bins, and my world is my witness. The life you share is a thug affair. Who cares? You care.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome to Rosario Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. If you have just joined us, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to those who are following us on our podcast. And if you miss this show, you can download it again anytime. After this show is over, it will be available on our podcast. And also, we share some of our shows on our website, on ARCC website. So whatever show you have missed, you can get yourself some of the shows that we have downloaded on our website. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, before we talked about how multiculturalism is very important in our lives, in the way we do things in our communities. You know, the greatness of New Zealand relies on the diversity that we have. You know, some might say it as a weakness, but that's not what it is. It is a strength. Can you imagine that we have over 200 ethnic communities in New Zealand, all over New Zealand? So we become the most diverse country in the world. So we can be proud of that. And it's getting more diverse according to the statistics that was released by New Zealand Statistics Bureau. So the evidence are that we are getting more diverse, and we are getting more stronger together. So in the light of diversity, there are issues. Issues always will be there, but it is up to you, up to me, up to anyone else in the community to have a dialogue on how these issues should be resolved. And if you talk about the issues that I'm talking about that need to be resolved, some of them, you know them already. One of them is the racism we have in this country. We have racism. We have, employment issues. And when it comes to employment, it has a connotation with the racism too. You know, it aligns with that. And we have bullying in schools, bullying in the streets, and some of the things that are not okay. We are so good in many things. We have made progress in so many things, and also we have some challenges. So what we are talking about today is how can we fight racism, employment barriers, bullying in schools, and some of the things that I have not mentioned. In that regard, we have some of our permanent politicians who have led the way on October the 2nd. That was last week. October the 2nd, there was an event hosted by some area local MPs and the Minister of and a Minister for Ethnic Communities, Honorable Janice Alessa. She was leading the team, and it was called the Celebrating Cultural Diversity in West Auckland. So it's not only in West Auckland, it happened in many places, but the people go from one suburb to another in sharing ideas, how we can move forward as a nation, because it comes into the point that if we don't have a dialogue among ourselves, so we will not move forward as a community. And this is a space for dialogue, how we can shut the path for our kids and for our community and for every founder we have, so that we can have a better future together. So Honorable Janice Alessa, the Minister for Ethnic Communities, was not alone. She was supported by the local MPs, Honorable Carmel Cipollone. Sorry if I mispronounce your name. Honorable Carmel Cipollone, MP for Kellyston, and also Dr. Deborah Russell, the MP for Newlyn, and a few other MPs who were there, and other local board candidates. So the local board candidates were there to talk to the people and listen to the people, the concerns, the issues in the community out there, because if we do not come together and talk about the issues that we face daily in our community, how would the politicians that we put in place so that they can look into our issues, how would they know? So that's one of the reasons why celebrating cultural diversity in West Auckland was hosted, and it was a great turning out. It was a great discussion of the issues. So many issues was raised, and one of the issues that came out was like now how would the government fight the issues of employment. It's not that there are no employment. Let me phrase it this way. We have a lot of jobs in Auckland. In Auckland, in other cities like Christchurch and other cities across the nation. So it's not a lack of jobs. But how can we access those jobs, and how can jobs be accessed without prejudice, without barriers, without discrimination, without any sort of, you know, unnecessary accessibility that can prevent people to access those employments. If we remember some time back, we talked about we have ethnic communities who have tried to apply for some jobs because of their names on the CVs. They are identified as others or people who came from different countries. And so upfront, they are denied jobs. And when they change their names, we had a guy last time who came from Afghanistan, a very good IT professional, up to the task. Put a CVs in, no response. Send some more, no response. Some up to 30 CVs, no response. Then he said, wait a minute, he changed his name, put English name on his CV. With the first CV, he got a phone call, and he got an interview there. But he turned down the job. He was given the job, but he turned down the job because he said he was not happy that he had to change his name to English name so that he would get a job. You know, he was trying to tell the employer that whatever you do, you are not honest in this. It is the same employer that denied him in another name. The same CV, different name, the same person, same employer. So these are the issues being discussed. How can we move forward as a nation to discuss all those? One of the citizens said, why would we not do this with involvement of the employers? Because if we have employers on within house in those discussions, so they can tell us their side story too. Because you cannot judge one person on one side story. Yes, there are issues there, we know, but we need to hear from the employers why, how far they have gone in this. Have they led their own fighting on the same ground we are in, or are they lacking ways to fight these inequalities in employment and other issues? So this is one of the things we are discussing today. How can we move forward as a nation when there are some issues like that? I'm telling you, trust me, we have seen so many issues in New Zealand, but we are far better than the rest of the big countries, because we talk about these issues in some countries that are not even talked about. You cannot even talk about racism. Just next door here in Australia, I have my cousins living there, and they say it's open, it's done open. Even the law cannot do anything about it. Even the parliamentarians, you can see them. Remember the egg boy, the MP who said a lot of things about the migrant, you know, calling them many horrible names, like, you know, these people could go back to jungle in Africa. And he's a lawmaker, and is saying that. So he did not even get punished by that. So it's like a part of law in some countries, you know, being racist. But here in New Zealand, it's completely different. We have our good prime minister who is leading the way in making things that we have to be, everybody should be on equal page. And, you know, ironing our differences, and we have amazing politicians in all the political parties, you know, saying out loud, racism has no place in New Zealand. And that's what New Zealand is known for. We do not have that hard of describing people by who they are. But, you know, it's about working together for the good of this country. And you can do your part, I can do my part, individually, in our communities, involve the community, involve people. And after all, we are New Zealanders. We are here for the same cause. We are here for the same reason. Yep. That's the music from Somalia. I don't know what it means, but you know, music is about soul and the spirit. Once it gets into your soul and spirit, you get along with it. With that, I take you for a break, and then we come back, and then we discuss other issues that come from the other side of the world. Stay tuned, don't go away.
Soda, daddy. No, 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 دليل إذا لغو حبي أحيا كوبه كل كوايا دلورا ديك سودا دليل
Come on.
Welcome back. Kia ora. Assalamu alaikum. Namaste. Jumbo. Greetings to you all. Thank you for tuning in. And this music is from the beautiful country of Ethiopia. And the artist's name is Kabede. So that's the artist's name. We have been talking about the social issues, and thank you for tuning in, and for our followers, thank you. For our listeners, thank you. And if you missed the show, remember you can go back to our podcast and download the show that you have missed. We are on air every Saturday from 4:50 to 5:50. It's a one-hour show every Saturday. And this is a voice of the community, of the Russell community in New Zealand. So, one day, one guy from Philippines asked me to download this music for him because he cannot do without it. He loves it. He said he did not know what it means, but he is attached to Afrobeat, you know, African beat. That's what it is. And it's music. I like many musics from different countries. So this is what I've done today, played so many musics from different countries, and different blues, reggae, Afrobeat, and the rest are still on the way coming. I remember those days. I don't know if I can take you back, maybe in the 50s, maybe in the 70s, maybe in the 80s, maybe way beyond Blue Dad. And if you can remember, when our great parents used to embrace polygamy. So polygamy, one man, many wives. That's what it is. And it existed in centuries in different parts of the world. It is still existing now in some parts of the world, especially in Middle East and Africa. And I'm not sure whether some parts of Asia, Middle East is part of Asia, but I don't know which part of Asia has the same practice apart from Middle East. So I'm bringing this conversation because that thing is coming back, the polygamy. It's coming back. Some countries are doing it illegally. Some communities in some countries are doing it illegally. And some countries are doing it openly, and some countries are doing it as a part of the law. So I'm from Sudan originally, and polygamy is there. It exists for centuries and is still there. And you can marry many wives as you want. And so it has been there. And not that there are no bad side to it. There are a lot of bad things to it. But, you know, the policies are being changed by the politicians. And the politicians who change the law, they change the law into their own favor. The law that favors them. So in Sudan, in my case, where I come from, you have politicians who have more than five wives. So what would they change? They change nothing. Nothing, because these are the people exploiting the system. So Africa as a whole has 54 countries, and each country has a different culture. And here there's a particular country that I want to talk about. And this is Kenya. Kenya is in East Africa, is bordering Sudan, is bordering Ethiopia, is bordering Uganda, is bordering Tanzania, and is bordering Somalia. These are the borders, you know, countries bordering Kenya. And the population of Kenya last year in 2018 was said to be 50.9 million. That's it, statistics from the United Nations. And now, Kenya has been a Christian nation, and so they have principles are aligning with the Christianity, and one man, one woman, and LGBT rights are not recognized, not only in Kenya, but in many African countries, in Uganda, in Sudan, in South Sudan, in Ethiopia, in Tanzania, in Zambia, and many countries in the East and Great Lakes region, like, you know, Central African Republic and Congo Democratic Republic, the two Congos, DR Congo and Congo Brazzaville. So the president of Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta, has come and enact the laws, change the laws now, saying things will change, and it's changed the one man, one wife principle into one woman, into one man, many wives. So that's what is happening. And what are the scenarios that would play in there? The community, whether the community approves it, that's a different story, but I have seen after he signed the law that polygamy should be a part of the law in Kenya, the religious leaders, especially the Christian leaders, came out strongly that this is against their belief, against the Christian principles, that one man cannot have so many wives. And also some quarters of the communities came out strongly saying this is going to be not fair. There's no inequality. There's no equality. And the woman would be at the disadvantaged side. And I don't know, it's a kind of mix. Some women say it should not be signed into law. It's so bad for a woman. And some women say having a co-wife is much better than having no husband at all, because the population of females is growing more and more, doubling the number of males. So this is the side of Easter. I'm not saying I'm supporting it. No, this is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is why would the president of the nation adopt polygamy when there are some communities who do not welcome that? And why would you take us back? So now it's not only that. There are some things which are good in that package, because it changed the way things are being done before. Before, if you divorce, if a wife and husband divorce, so the wife, this is a Kenyan version of marriage law, of the family law. If the wife and husband divorce, so the woman will receive 30% of the wealth. And also there will be a proof that she contributed to that wealth. So if she did not contribute, she will not get that 30%. She might get less. So with this law now, it's 50-50, and the woman will get more in case of divorce. And also there's the issue of dowries. Dowries are paid in form of cattle, in form of livestock. And if you are divorced, it depends on, you know, how many children you have together. So it will go back to how many kids you have together, and what should be given back to the person who paid the dowries. It's always the man that pays the dowry. And so if no child for that case, also there's a small percentage to be paid to the woman, because she has been there for you, served you, helped you, cook for you, you know, wash your clothing and all of that. And so now with the new law, it has changed. So the woman will get the 50%, not the 30% as they used to get. And I tried to follow it last time, but I did not follow it all. But I think I will go back to it and I will Google what are the reaction of the community, because the president is saying he would put it into law, and it's not It's not by force. It's your choice. You like it, you don't like it, that's up to you. You want to practice it, that's up to you. You don't want to practice it, that's up to you. That's how we put it out. But I did not know what would be the reaction. What was the reaction of the community? You know, a country of 50.9 million people. With the Kikuyu is the president tribe is the largest is the largest community in Kenya. So had they approved that, and other communities are against it, I don't know. This is a thought, and you're gonna look it up. Type it Kenya, and then type polygamy marriage law in Kenya. The signing of the marriage law in Kenya by President Uhuru Kenyatta. So with that, we have come to the end of our program, and I will be back again next week at the same time. And you can follow us on our Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter and all the social media. So I leave you with Majid Bakas.
African blue.
Drive safe and bye bye. From his studio, this is Galwa Show. Bye for now. See you next week.
In my
show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetter radio.